talk radio has become repetitive and boring. A few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gangbang. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Well, thanks, Lou. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
I was checking the specs on the M line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
All right. Saturday Night Live. That's what this show is. Matt and JB. I'm Matt. There's Kyle. Say what's up.
What's up?
And there's the jungle.
What's up, buddies?
And JB. JB.
JB.
JB.
JB.
JB.
You guys couldn't hear it, but it's cricket sounds I was just playing.
No, I heard it.
You heard it?
He had to stay in because they were showing the 1988 Notre Dame game.
I don't know if you could hear that, but everybody else could. No, JB, no call, no show.
That's what happens. Tony Rice is on TV.
Yeah. He was a, Rocket Ishmael. Fucking Jason.
It's amazing that a slow white guy modeled his life after a fast black guy.
Yeah, well, that, I mean. And I know for a fact he's got nothing going on. That he's on the work schedule where they're off a week and then back on a week. And he's not working today, so he has got nothing to do tomorrow. But I guess he's too busy to come do his own podcast.
That's all right.
Baby's making a baby.
You see,
yeah.
Hey, you see who's here for you before your fame takes off?
Yeah. You guys have been right there since the beginning.
Right. Leave his disease-ridden ass in the past.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably the Rona. His the Rona setting in on him.
That bitch is H1N1, man. He was yesterday's news.
That's right. Yeah, he's fucking SARS.
We're the new epidemic.
The new epidemic.
That's right.
That's right. So, all right. Another week down. More Rona taking over the planet.
Yeah,
the whole world. But we're not going to dwell on it too much. I want to use this show as an escape for people. If they, they want to get away from a while, then come listen to a bunch of dummies talk for an hour about stuff that doesn't matter.
Get infected by knowledge.
That's right. We're going to teach them some stuff.
Who is the safest man in America, though? That's the question.
Who's the safest man in America?
Yeah. Who's in the safest location, continental United States?
Probably some. You know what sucks about the whole thing is like the doomsday preppers. Those assholes. They're like, oh man, they're right. They're holed up. They probably got like 6 months worth of rations, and they just went into their bunkers and they'll be like, "Fuck you guys, see you in November." When the shit's all done,
they got one right.
Yeah.
If that storming of Area 51 is not happening now, it's never going to happen.
No,
because now is the time to strike. All of the government resources are spread out.
Yeah. But they probably got some executive order that slid into one of these bills saying that they can use lethal force if somebody tries to do something at this time. So let's have a gunship out there and just mow them all down. All the nerds showing up there to try and get into the fence and find out if there really is any UFOs. I don't know.
I was kind of hoping they'd go for it. Just.
Oh, I was definitely cheering them on. Like, there's Darwin at work right there. Please storm that facility.
Please. Look, there's lots of UFOs out there, and they're great. I've talked to them myself. The aliens, they're really good. I like them. They're going to give me lots of information about stuff. They're great. How bad is my Trump?
He was a little too Irish.
Irish Trump? Well, you know what the problem was? You know what I was watching today? I was watching Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade.
And
Yeah. So my...
Sean Connery.
Yeah, so my one year old, she's almost two now, but she just got to sit and listen to me talk like Sean Connery for a couple hours.
Quote your Charlemagne.
Don't you remember my Charlemagne? Let the birds and the skies and the rocks on the ground be my allies. Or whatever the hell he says.
Didn't you feel bad for Harrison Ford when Sean Connery slapped him for dropping the G word?
I won't stand for blasphemy. Or whatever he said, something like that.
Mm. He's okay with murder, but not blasphemy.
Yeah. Says the father who abandons his children.
Junior.
I named a dog Indiana.
I haven't seen you in 100 years.
Say the dog's name was Indiana. Is that the... oh, God. So many great... I thought you were one of them. They come in through the door, Dad. That's a great movie. They're making another one.
I was watching.
By the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, if they all live.
Yeah, Sean Connery. Yeah, he could be in trouble. The Ronin gets hold of him.
I still haven't seen The Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
It's terrible.
Well, I heard that. I heard it's like...
Oh, that was no bueno.
No good. I'll like throw it on sometime, or I'll see it on and I'll watch it and hope that, you know, maybe it's better, and it's not. It's worse. Shia LaBeouf. Giant ants?
Giant ants.
Yeah. And then there was a fucking alien in it. It was terrible.
Well, I know we're going to talk about Lil Dicky in a moment.
Yeah.
All right.
But Shia LaBeouf is actually a good rapper.
Oh, yeah?
Have you heard that?
No. I know he's having somewhat of a comeback lately, though.
He actually is probably a better rapper than actor. And he's not a great actor.
Really? But, I have to look up some Shia LaBeouf rapping.
And it's all freestyle.
Really?
It's good.
Hmm.
He's talking about Megan Fox and my cocks.
Yo, I got Megan Fox on my cocks when I'm doing Transformers with Optimus Prime when I drop a sick rhyme.
Then I give Megan the slime and she's only worth a dime bag.
Yeah.
What a hag.
Yo,
Megatron, no mega dick.
Oh, we got another mega dick that we're going to be talking later, too.
Yeah. Also, good segue.
But first, I want to talk about there is something that's ruining my life. And it is the ladies' Friday night happy hour. Mm-hmm. So my wife and a few of her friends, JB's fiance, Big John Studd's wife, and some other women I don't even know, they get on and they go on to the Facebook Messenger Friday nights. They started at 6 last week. They started at like 7:30 last night. And they just, you know, sit and chat and pound drinks. Melissa finished a half a bottle of Jim Beam last night. Or Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, which is, I'm okay with that. You guys have established ground rules for who's going to handle shit on the next day.
Well.
No.
I mean,
no.
We know the answer to that question.
No. If you have not, so you're going to take care of it the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means she's going to take care of Wood.
Man, you got a better marriage than me.
No. You have to lay that law out.
Yeah, I
listen. If you're going to get all sauced up, cool. Fucking throw up all over the place. I'll take care of you. But on Sunday, my ass is sleeping in until 1. Like, as long as we're all good and we all understand, like, there's a give and take here. Yeah. I don't hear, you know, Scarlett is pissed off and angry at 11:30 on Sunday. That's your job.
Yeah. I'll try that tomorrow morning. We'll see how long that lasts.
Well, she ain't going anywhere, and neither are you.
Well, I got to go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying.
It's a nightmare. She was a fucking disaster last night when that thing – well, while that thing was going.
Was there vomit?
Yeah, last night, yep.
Awesome.
There was 100%. Some – I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say who, but somebody definitely slept on the bathroom floor last night. And it wasn't this guy. Let me catch my drift. She won't ever listen to this. Maybe she will, but I doubt it. But, yeah, she knows what she did.
Did you give her a blanket?
Yeah, I gave her the blanket the cats sleep on. But I did that because she was throwing up, and I didn't want her to throw up on a blanket since it's on the bed. I gave her one of those decorative pillows you put on your bed that you don't actually sleep with.
Happy right. Loaf of bread.
I should have. Yeah, because I went in to go to the bathroom and I opened up the bathroom door and, you know, gonk, I hit something, looked around the corner, it was her fucking head. She was face down on the bathroom floor.
See, I have no problem with that stuff.
All right.
Like if that is the way you want to go about it, because I'm sure it was the same way at the Quinn household, which is fine. There's right. nothing wrong with it. But there has to be a give and take. Like you can't be like, well, I'm going to be incapacitated the entire next day, and the expectation for the other partner is, well, yeah, you soldier up and take care of it again. Mm-hmm. No way, no, it's not happening.
Well, she sent me the text already tonight. The thanks for taking care of me today.
Okay, text. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I think she's just trying to be nice now, so she can try and sleep in again tomorrow.
Are they playing drinking games or are they just yakking?
They were playing some sort of dumb drinking games last night. They were playing
okay.
Never Have I Ever, some other stuff. But JB was in the background.
What?
Yeah. Being a little bitch. Because I was trying to test out this last night, so I was just going to try and get a couple people in to do some flip cup just to test it. And John, I need to take John off this. John's never going to show up. Fuck me. What was I saying? I just got distracted by that.
Jason in the background testing out.
Yeah, so I said, hey, tell Jason to jump on. Let's do this. She said no. He said no. So what is that motherfucker doing right now that he can't jump on for 10 minutes and help me test this fucking thing? Never heard from him.
Oh, no, you're going down a weird wormhole. Look, so...
What, did Jason wants nothing to do with us or the show?
No, you were saying that the girls' social hour...
Yeah.
Which I think is totally necessary. They should have their social hour.
She should come down here to the basement, though, and do it, because she's upstairs in the kitchen screaming and yelling, and I'm trying to calm the children down and put them to bed.
See, the social hour produces, like, content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just kind of keep your ear to the railroad track.
Right.
Use what they say. So what were the never have I ever questions?
I wasn't listening.
Did you hear
I was
good at least.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
you gotta listen.
Did anybody sleep with the wood?
No. There was. Do you know what it was? It was lots of talks about looking at buttholes.
What?
Right.
all I heard him talking about was, if you're down there, do you look at the somebody's butthole?
I see that this is gold. No one has ever broached this subject before. Like, so they're down there doing their thing,
right?
Taking care of the sandbar, which is as close to the black hole as you can get.
The black hole,
right?
Yeah, the Death Star.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, have you guys ever had your ass licked?
No. Oh fuck! This all goes back to friggin'. Did you say I have? of course you have.
Yeah, but I'm saying Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
I've never had it licked. No, I've had somebody give me the old, and did not, and like it is definitely, they call that the shocker, because when it happened, it was shocking. So that's as
never shock.
Yeah, it's not.
Not me either.
No, it's not something that you could ever be ready for.
Well, all right. So what I'm saying is, Matt, if that happened, they had to have like Top Gun locked the target in visually, right?
Yeah, locked
same
on.
Same thing with me. Same thing with Kyle. Is that, you know? You remember the old game Top Gun with the little targets flying around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that MIG locked in.
Right, butthole acquired.
Butthole acquired. I love it.
So I see that's where you're missing out on this. You need to listen to more of that.
Yeah. I don't know, but you know, how much do of that stuff sometimes I don't want to know.
Listen, maybe JB what she's got done in her past last night.
Got shocked, like, maybe.
We wouldn't know, would we?
We wouldn't know. You'd have to actually fucking hear from that prick before you know if you got an old thumb up the old.
Shocked.
Got his oil checked. Got the dipstick put in. I don't know. But then when it's over, Scarlett's still awake. Baby's asleep. Even though we call her baby, but she's almost two. She's still the baby, though, I guess. Scarlett's still awake. And yeah, Melissa was just a shit show, hammered. So finally she passed out and I went to sleep. I was just laying in bed watching the Rob Lowe roast on Comedy Central.
Okay.
And heard her in the bathroom.
Oh, Jim Beam puke is the worst. Too.
Well, is it? I don't know if it's Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, the honey one.
Same. Oh, same.
Yeah.
It's all gross. So gross.
It's not wine.
Again, I'm not faulting anything she's doing.
Yeah, if they want to blow off some steam, at least fucking do it responsibly.
No, even what Carrie's saying is just. Got to have the backup, the tit for tat.
The yin and yang. If she gets to do it, I get to do it, right?
Yeah, but you don't do it.
No, I don't. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, she just texted me, "You doing the show?" Yeah, yep, sure am. Guess what the topic is? Yep, talking buttholes.
Yeah, so I want to know. Text her that. We need some information there, statistics.
No, I don't. I said no, JB. Yeah, so they're planning on doing it again next week. They're going to even start it even later.
But again, that's okay. You just have to kind of shape out the way the weekend's going to be.
Well, I know how she felt today and how she was last night. I don't think she's going to do hardcore again. Yeah.
No, but just stake your claim and say Sunday is my day.
Yeah.
I ain't getting up until 12 o'clock. I'm gonna sleep my ass off. You handle business on or whatever on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll handle business on Saturday. Have your fun on Friday. It's all good if you do that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, tomorrow morning, she's supposed to, you know, since I'm doing this tonight, last night was her night, tonight's my night, but I'm not going to get tore the fuck up.
That's a little different, but whatever.
She's going to weed whack the yard tonight?
I'm surprised she's not asleep already.
Did I tell you that story?
What? No, tell us.
My friend went into his, Chris Winslow's ex-husband.
Okay.
Went into their house at 3:30 in the morning when they were married. His friends bet him, you won't fire up that tractor and mow the lawn. Yeah, he did. And then he went in the house with a leaf blower.
Why? Just because he got dared?
$100.
Was he hammered?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm not saying do that.
No,
it didn't work that well for him.
Go upstairs and, I don't know, I should just down all of these. These things are pretty potent, the Destro beer.
I pre-ordered some Baroness ones.
You did order some? They'll send them to you.
I hope so. I don't know. I'm across state lines. We'll see.
I think all that stuff is lax now.
I think so, too. That's why I ordered them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should get them. They're not out yet. They're to pre-order. I'll send you a... I'll keep a Destro one and send it to you too.
Okay.
Well, it's not. It might be just the can, but
right.
But yeah, so I got Matt, a bunch of these.
One more thing related to the Friday night shenanigans.
Are
you receiving communication from other husbands about the behavior of their wives the next day?
That's why I wanted JB and John on tonight to discuss this with them. And see if they're going through the same bullshit I'm going through at the end of the night. And they did both.
So no one's reached out to you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think you hear anything from John because I think Dawn is...
Well, John's setting up his slaughterhouse right now.
Yeah, John's like setting up his fucking... I don't even know, his civilization as his post-apocalyptic safe house or whatever he's doing over there. He's sending those texts and he's like growing his own food and stockpiling arms and doing whatever.
Any animal that crosses my yard will be eaten.
Yeah.
No, I know you guys don't understand. I think it's funny too, because when I lived out that way, nobody came out that way. Now John's out there, Victor's going to go out there, right?
Yeah.
There is a weird bubble between Leesburg and Winchester, and that bubble is Berryville. And it is like, what was the fucking Truman TV? That is what that place looks like.
Yeah.
It is a very strange place where people become completely self-sufficient in this little community.
Right.
Never leave it.
Well, they just got Berryville.
They never leave.
Berryville just got a McDonald's.
Uh-oh.
They had no fast food. They had like one like store, but now they got like a legit grocery store, and they've got a McDonald's there now. So there's no reason to come back this way anymore.
No, it's like it's like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah,
it is. It's. I'm telling you, it's a weird place.
Yeah, you did a couple years out there.
I did. And I can tell you, it did not. I miss civilization,
right?
Conversation. They leave Berryville to go to the what is the big event in Winchester?
Apple Blossom.
Apple Blossom. That is it,
dude.
That is it.
Everybody I work with lives out there in Front Royal. Winchester.
And Ackroyd lives out in Winchester.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's like the mayor.
The mayor of Winchester. I'm surprised they don't talk about him. But all they do is they talk about Apple Blossom, and everybody knows everybody, and it's just a nightmare. And do you know what they call me at work? The guy I work with calls me?
Chief.
Apple Blossom?
No. They're all from out. They're all out from there, right? I'm basically the only guy that lives in Loudoun County and grew up in Loudoun County. I live in Percival. No, they call me Bougie.
What?
Yeah. Bougie. You know what that means, right, Kyle?
No, I don't. I'm black illiterate.
Bourgeoisie.
Bourgeoisie. The upper class. Crust. Yeah.
Well, I knew the Migos album name, but I never knew what it meant.
Yeah.
All you need to do is look at that picture you have behind you, and that is the definition of bougie. Michael Dan's house.
Mikey's house.
You fucking rich, privileged motherfucker.
Yeah. Yep. Anything they call me.
Attached to another home.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you know I've never lived unattached to another house ever?
Yeah. You never lived in a single family?
Never, ever.
Really? Are you attached to somebody now?
Yeah. These are two-story townhomes. It's like two units, then they skip, then two.
Huh.
Yeah, but I think you're secret rich. I don't think you're actually I think you're sitting on – you know who you are. You're
Kyle worked for the post office for 30 years, and when he died, come to find out,
that's his money.
He had $9 million in the bank.
Not in the bank, he's got it on his mattress.
Yeah. It's all evaporating right now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh man, I won't say who I work for, but you guys know who I work for, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're going through some tough times right now.
Everybody is.
No. We were going through it before this whole thing hit. Our stock value was at $400-something. It got down to $95 the other day. Do you know what that did to my 401k?
Yeah, but here's the wild thing, right?
You're going to go back up.
I hope so, yeah.
Not to get political, because I know we all hate that stuff.
Mm.
But this event is going to do two things. Number one, that whole gap between the rich and the poor, that shit is shrinking. Because if you're poor, this actually doesn't feel bad. It actually feels good. Because you're actually going to get assistance that was denied to you initially. Same stuff that some of these presidential candidates are talking about. The U.S. government is forced to give you right now. And if you're rich, all your money is wrapped up in the stock market.
Right.
And that stuff is all devalued. The next thing is the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead. It's still stable right now.
It is right now. Stable right now. And that's the next thing to go. So I think at the end of this thing, if people are going to be in a more even plane, I think we're all going to have a better understanding of what we all need just in general to be happy, which isn't money. It's not. It's literally being able to go to the store or restaurant when you want to go.
Yeah.
And some people who have never had that opportunity, this is not new to them. It's like, oh, you mean I can't go out to dinner?
Right.
It's like, I'm not going out to dinner. I was thinking about some of those third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine them finding out about this and going, what the fuck's going on? I mean... disease, poverty, and death. Oh, you're experiencing that? Oh, okay.
What do you guys think about the, real quick, we'll just touch on this for a second. Because I saw a picture today. Somebody sent a picture from the fish market in D.C. today.
Okay.
And it was chock full of people.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And people are like, what the fuck, man? And we're doomed. People just don't get it.
But I'm okay with that. If those people want to go do it, I think it's helping out a lot of different areas that we don't need to deal with. I used to be hard on the South. I'm like Mississippi, Florida. Sorry, Kyle. I'm like, there are some people that should die. So if you go on spring break, right?
And yeah, you're right.
If you go back to Liberty University in Virginia, then you should be last on the list to receive aid.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if you're going to do that dumb stuff and you get it, then – but the problem is that all those dummies getting it is helping the collapse of our fucking health system because they're so dumb. It's good people that are suffering because of their stupidity.
Would you have gone to spring break anyway though? It happened when we were their age?
Would I have gone?
No, we're smarter than that.
No,
we're smarter than that.
No, I'm not smarter than that. My parents are smarter than that. My parents would have been like, "You're fucking
Okay.
No, you're not going.
Well, yeah, you're right. Our parents would definitely have stopped us.
And the
right.
same thing with the, I saw this one chick like bitching that Christianity was under attack because Liberty University allowed its students back, and people were upset about that.
That had nothing to do with the religion of the college. It was
no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, there are parents. If the parents are okay with them going back, cool. If they get COVID, then they're last on the list to receive attention. Sorry,
yeah, that's fair.
You have dumb parents that are raising dumb kids, and both of y'all need to. Either die or take a back seat to people that have common sense.
I like you're going with this. I love how you're
flame out on their,
I hear what you're saying. Organized religion is dumb. I get it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
What about the pastures?
There are dumb people.
What about the pastures having the Sunday services with all the people?
Oh, down here in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Go ahead. Let them have it. You guys want to do it? Go ahead. You know, you guys get together. And you guys let prayer work through you. That's cool.
Talk to us in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And when you get sick, go back to the church and keep praying. But don't go to the hospital. Don't deny people that need assistance because you are dumb. Let God take care of you.
Yeah. The people who are working and still have to do their job, like grocery store workers, medical workers who get it through contact with these people, they should go to the front of the line.
I'm still out there with all these people.
I'm still out there too.
Somebody... And then the other thing, which I actually talk about all the time to other people, is how old are your parents?
72 for my dad, and my mom is 66.
My dad just turned 66. My mom's 64.
Your parents are younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's 73 and 71.
Yeah.
And if you're not thinking about the fact they're going to be dead soon, you're not thinking.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
You hit that 70-year-old mark, you guys, you know, not to be a dick, but there's a lot of old people that are being kept alive because they take a zillion drugs. They should be dead.
My grandma? I mean, but what can you do about it? Like,
no, I don't give them drugs to prolong life when life should be ending.
Dude,
that's the thing. And if
my grandma is going to be 101 in August, okay? She's 100. She beat a pneumonia at like 96. Okay, she's completely, you know, mentally gone. Has been gone for like 8 or 9 years, dementia.
Right.
But she's still chugging along. And it's not like, I mean,
I saw the same shit happen with my grandma.
I mean, my mom and dad aren't like, you know, they're not going to extreme measures. Like, they're just, you know, doing what they should do, taking care of her, and she just keeps chugging along.
I guess my point is, there's a lot of people in this country that we should not be here.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be. But because of the way that we prolong life, which is not good life, by the way. Like, I wouldn't want to be alive and not know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, I know, but
I'd rather be dead.
I know. Like, if I'm sure that if my grandma knew this was going to happen to her, she would have done something.
You got the text.
She would have gone on a bender. She'd have gone to Vegas and grabbed a line.
All right, Jason just wrote, "Sorry, boys, Brooks Brothers here. I lost track of time." And I just responded. fuck
on.
You. He's lying. He knew what was going on. I texted all day about this shit.
No big deal.
Yeah, that's all crazy. I mean, I know, but if it's not like the old Eskimos when somebody outgrew their worthiness. They put him on a fucking iceberg and sent him out to sea.
The mighty Quinn.
Right.
Yeah.
And so as far as the spring breakers go and the people that are going to church right now and all that stuff, as far as I'm concerned, they're speeding the clock up and I'm okay with that.
Right.
Let's go. We don't have to take care of you later because you're a young, dumb person as opposed to an old, dumb person We don't have to take care of you for the next 40 years of being fucking moronic.
So Jason's also doing a good job of social distancing, letting Brooke's brother come stay with him right now during all this. What do you guys think of the stimulus checks?
I'm not getting much.
You don't need much.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, it's that it doesn't. I mean, $75,000 where we live is pretty right. Middle of the road. So, I mean, not a lot of people I know that are, you know, in our friend group are getting much of a check.
Right, of course not.
Getting a check for your kid. If you got kids, that's about it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm getting it for.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it
barely,
is.
Barely.
I told Melissa, I was like, don't, I was like, you know what you made last year. Don't expect much.
If I start talking about it, it'll just go down a political wormhole. So I'm not going there.
All right. All right. Well, let's move on. Next topic I have is I started watching this show, Dave, on FX
on Hulu.
No, you can't get it on Hulu.
There's not FX on Hulu yet?
No.
Shut up. Oh, God. Jason's pissing me off, man.
You got to pay.
Go.
No.
You got to pay for it.
You do? Who's your provider?
Sling.
Oh, you do that. Okay, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have, like, regular Fios or Xfinity, you'll get it for free.
Dongle, is this the most TV time you've had in a long time?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
So, I queued up Friday Night Lights for Kellen.
Okay.
He watched the first season, right? I watched Outbreak last night.
Oh, God.
Right? Had to check into that. That I'm holding off on Ozark until I'm, like, ready. Like, I got to be, like, mentally right for that.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the first two seasons,
mm-hmm.
and they're amazing.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah. I've seen the first episode, never had time to get back to it.
Right. So
you're still in the same boat, me, Kyle, being I have to still go to work. Not a whole lot's changed for me right now at this point. So,
I'm just watching a lot of 30 for 30s.
Okay.
Oh, we know what Melissa and I watched the other night. The Loyola Marymount 30 for 30. She had no knowledge of anything. Marymount.
You know what's crazy? I still remember watching that when it happened live when he died on the court.
Yep.
And it was like a midnight game on a Sunday night. I remember watching that. And I used to stay. And I was like, what are they doing up at midnight in high school watching basketball games? But anyway,
who are they playing?
I don't even remember.
They were playing
UC Santa Barbara or something like that.
I think it was maybe Pepperdine.
Pepperdine?
Okay. Maybe. It was one of those teams.
Because I remember he came down and did like an alley-oop dunk, and then he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. So Melissa knew nothing about Loyola Marymount or Bo Kimball or Hank Gathers. So we watched that thing. She was like amazed. She's like, oh my God, he's shooting a free throw left-handed in the tournament? I'm like, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he is. Yeah, she's like, he died during the season. I was like, not during the season, during the fucking game. And they were fucking good, too.
Yep.
A lot of Jeff Fryer.
Jeff Fryer. Pear Steamer.
Yep, Pear Steamer. Oh, man. Kyle, were you on that conversation me and Wyatt were having?
We were trying to look up the old stats game.
Well, I found that one site. It goes back 10 years. And you could take any team, any of the 300-plus teams in the last 10 years and have simulated against each other.
What if sports?
No, it's not What If Sports. It's like NCAA Sim. And they do the box score and everything.
I just want to know how illegal those floppy disks we were getting back in the late 80s were, really.
Oh, probably a lot. But
because using the real players, NCAA players' names. And
yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that more later, Kyle. We're okay with that. But as for TV, yeah, like I haven't – I'm actually behind on stuff because – I go to bed so early because I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. By the time we get like 9:30.
Okay. Okay.
But we get, you know, we do dinner, they get the kids cleaned up, then put Alex to bed like 7:38, then Scarlett, she, I mean, now what's, I mean, there's no use putting her to bed early. And then she's going to wake up at butt crack of dawn. You know, so Melissa likes her to stay up a little bit later so they could sleep in the morning. So she stays up to like 9:30. And so we don't get to watch a whole lot of TV, really. So we haven't watched any of what was the show we just were talking about? Ozark.
Right.
We're still a couple episodes behind on Better Call Saul. We did finish what's the one I was on HBO? The Stranger.
The Outsider.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was different. It was different. It was not what I expected it was to be when I first started watching it.
I thought it was so interesting, but I knew it wouldn't leave me satisfied when it was done. I had that, you know, it's like, okay.
I knew it was a Stephen King thing, but I did not realize it was going to take such a supernatural turn.
Right.
Okay. But it was good. I enjoyed it because it was different.
So then you started watching Dave.
So I saw this thing, this show. I kept seeing the preview for the show Dave, and it looked kind of funny. And then I didn't know this guy Dave was this rapper Little Dicky. So I started watching some of the Little Dicky, you know, videos on YouTube, and I was like, "Oh, this guy's pretty funny. He can rap. He's a very good rapper. He's funny." So I started watching the show, and I thought it was just going to be like a regular cable show, and it is a hard R, this show. Oh yeah. Look, they don't, I mean, they say fuck, they say shit, all that.
Is it like Dream On?
Well, the last episode was, you didn't see any, there was fucking on the show. He was banging his girlfriend, but you only saw his ass and like her, you didn't see any nipple, but you saw her butt and, you know, they had like the actual nipple like blocked. But this show is so funny, and this guy is so like he's very I would say eccentric. He's a weird dude, but he's so funny on the show because he's a white Jewish rapper, okay, and he lives with his best friend, this guy Dave, who's this comedian Andrew Santino, who's pretty funny, but he can also be kind of annoying. And he's a rapper, and he's got like these rapper friends, and he does these raps on the show. And the first episode was, I think, was about him trying to get a famous rapper. Like, they have all these rappers on the show, and I don't know who they are, but I guess they're real rappers who are like big now.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they are.
All right, so like Fetty Wap.
Fetty right. Wap, I haven't seen on it yet. Some guy named YG.
Right.
Some dude named Young Thug.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of Young Thug.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what he looked like.
This guy, Gata. Gata is one of his boys on the show.
They need to come up with better names.
So there was the episode. So on the show, it's a lot of dick jokes. There's a running theme. There's been six episodes. I've watched four of them. There's a running theme about his dick being weird. Like having to have like reconstructive surgery. He's got two pee holes. Lots of talk about his dick. And how his dick, he said his dick is all, his shaft is the same material that your ball sack is made out of.
What?
I'm telling you guys, you got to watch it. And he's got two pee holes, and he has to cover one when he pees, or he'll fly out both of them. So he's at. So his girlfriend is a teacher, and he goes with her to a play at her school. And while they're there, after the play's over, there, you know, everybody's meeting and like saying, you know, good, you know how they go with Carrie, like at school functions after the plays and shit are over, everybody hangs out and waits for the kids, and they have like refreshments and stuff. And so the one episode, there was this 10-year-old boy who died, and Little Dicky was one of his favorite rappers. So his parents his parents came up to little Dickie and asked, they said, you know, little Johnny loved you so much. Would you mind doing a rap about him at his funeral?
What?
Yeah.
Love it.
So so the whole episode's him trying to figure out a rap to do at the kid's funeral. And he doesn't want it to be too somber, and he doesn't want it to be too funny. So that episode's pretty funny. And then the last episode I watched, the whole crux of the episode is that the whole thing is he's never rapped. He's only rapped in the studio in front of like his engineer. He's never done a live show. So his first live show is supposed to be at the kid's funeral. But his girlfriend comes in while he's doing a rap, and he's rapping about eating ass, right? And so his girlfriend's like, why? You don't do that. You've never eaten my ass. And he's like, well, rap is when I'm rapping, it's different from real life. He's like, you know, when you rap, you inflate yourself a little bit. So I don't know. And so the whole, and then, persona. So basically his girlfriend's like, well, I want you to eat my ass pretty much. And so then the whole episode is him trying to figure out if he's going to eat his girlfriend's ass or not. So that's, and it's very graphic about everything, which I was like, because, you know, like FX shows, like, you know, you watch like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and stuff, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, back. And then I was like watching this show, and I guess it's a different network, FXX.
Yes.
I guess anything goes on that network.
Okay.
They could say whatever he says, whatever. I mean, they're very descriptive about everything.
Depends on what time at night it comes on. If it comes on at 10 o'clock at night, they can say whatever they want.
I think it does come on at 10.
Anything after 10 o'clock is fair game.
And lots of, I would say they don't show, of course, they don't show, I could have swore they were going to show his dick, but they didn't. But they show his ass. Males.
Well, I think the conundrum for males and females, whether you're talking about what Melissa was talking about with her friends,
mm-hmm.
or little Dickie is talking about on there,
yeah,
is how do you deal with the ass hair? Okay, because there's grooming,
yeah,
and then you're really gonna have to go out of your way to handle that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to go to a place and have somebody hot wax
your axe.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have that happen.
I don't know if you guys ever listened, but I had my buddy Max, who I used to work with, on the show. And he was a big fan of naring his ass.
Yeah, I remember hearing that on one of the shows.
Yeah, he nared his asshole.
I've never heard of a man doing that.
Yeah,
he talked outside of the entertainment industry.
Well, and then he talked about how much different it feels, and like he said, your farts are a lot. He's like, dude, your farts are different after you when there's no hair down there.
He's liar. Like,
yeah, I don't. Do you know? Have you done it?
Fucking no.
I think he would be serious.
Hair is not impeating your fucking flatulence. It's not disrupting.
I'm just going off of what he said.
Yeah. Okay.
He was the one that was like circumcised or recircumcised.
Oh, dude, no, he got circumcised at like 30.
Yes.
Because he's from St. Vincent, okay, and he never was circumcised as a baby.
Why does he need to at 30?
I guess hygiene. His wife didn't like it. Something.
Yeah, but you can clean that.
He said it was the worst thing ever because you're not supposed to get like a boner for 3 weeks. He's like, how do you go 3 weeks without getting a boner? He's like, I can't go 30 minutes without getting a boner. Let alone 3 weeks. So he said he popped his stitches like twice.
Oh. Yeah, you got to let a hedgehog be a hedgehog. Man, you cannot go and recorrect that.
Well, circumcision is one of those things. There's a window for it when you're a little baby. And that's after that window, you know, it's like having your what is the
finger cut off.
No, there's never a good time to have your finger cut off.
No, it's not going to feel good at 30. You can get
no. It's
by
not going to feel no.
30 minutes into life.
No. Your they say it's horrible to get your what are those fucking teeth at the back of your head.
Wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom teeth. They say it's better to do it when you're same thing with your tonsils.
That's why I still have my tonsils and my wisdom teeth.
You still got all your wisdom teeth?
I do.
Oh, dude.
They're all impacted and jacked up.
Oh, I got mine out at like 27, 28.
That's about when I got mine out too.
Yeah, and I remember they said the doctor said you'll be done for like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And I woke up like 3 or 4 hours later, and he's like, yeah, they were deeper than we thought they were going to be, so it took us a lot longer.
Yeah, the dentists tell me, they're like, you know, if you don't do something about this, like your life expectancy is going to be impacted. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. I don't need to live forever. I don't need to live another 5 years because my teeth are better. What? When I die.
You say that
you
now.
Knocked out for yours, Matt?
Huh?
You got knocked out for your wisdom?
Yeah.
I just did a local.
No, they put me under, I guess. I guess they were deep back there.
Kyle was down in Tijuana.
Doctor stepping on your chest.
Yeah, sold his wisdom teeth for crack.
But anyway, so I really, Carrie, what I'll do, I'll send you my Hulu info.
Yes, give me that.
And then you get on Hulu because it's on Hulu. Get on Hulu and watch it because they're only half hour episodes. So you know,
Lou
six
Vicky,
episodes. Yes.
Right. His goal is to be like Seth Rogen.
Really?
Paul Rudd. Yeah. He's like, I want to be something bigger later because this is what cracked me up. He said, I can't be a 40-year-old rapper. I'm like, bro, you're not a rapper. Okay, just because you rap does not mean you're a rapper. And he's like, he's got this weird like thing. He thinks he's a rapper.
Oh, you're gonna love the show because there's a lot of that on the show.
That's the point. Is like when I listened to his interview, like he was saying, I want to be like Seth Rogen. I want to be a media mogul. I want to be some. So this is a step. For him, in his mind, this is a step out of rap, which I never thought he was in, into entertainment. Yeah, well,
what makes you a rapper then? He writes his own raps, puts them on YouTube, gets paid for it. He's a rapper.
When have you ever heard a Little Dicky song on the radio?
I don't listen to radio, so I don't know.
No, well, that's the point.
Yeah, but
if you're not like on
who
the
do you
top,
like better though? Lil Baby or Duh Baby?
None of them. They're all horrible. Like the rappers now suck. So he thinks he's actually part of that, and he's on a sub tier of that, and they're all bad. Now I will say this: if you want to be,
that's pretty funny.
Want to be relevant, have Fetty Wap or T-Pain rap on your song.
Okay.
And it will be catchy enough for people to listen to.
Oh, that's hilarious because his album's called Professional Rapper, and he's got there's a picture of a resume where it says his job is a professional rapper. So this must be an ongoing issue for him.
Yeah, I think he's got a serious delusion issue because Eminem is a serious rapper.
He's having a tough time now.
Well, he's 110 years old.
Right.
So, but he's also a billionaire.
Right.
So I'm not worried about Eminem. I'm not, you know, I think he's going to be fine. I think
his sound is dead, man.
Yeah, his sound is dead. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Fetty Wap was on one of Little Dicky's songs.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is if you want to be the only song.
Well, they have a whole episode.
The ones that he has had, every song that he has that has any like credentials to, has a big time rapper attached.
Well, that's you gotta watch. The first episode is all about getting your rap legitimized by having a big name on your song.
Right.
So I gotta get a legit rapper to play on my jam.
He dies in a car. He dies in a gang shooting.
Well, his manager. One of the episodes is his manager says you gotta go viral. So they try and make, they do a viral video.
What, and assassinate him?
No, he has a pickup line or a tagline. Somebody suck me. And he puts on the Jim Carrey yellow zoot suit from The Mask. And you walk into like a library and go, somebody suck me. So you got to watch the show. Promise me you guys will watch at least an episode or two of tomorrow. Care, I'll see you there.
If you send me that, I got it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I actually think he's funny. I think he's funny.
Okay. You'll like the show.
I don't think he's a rapper.
You've got high standards for rappers.
No, I don't actually. It's not.
It's all like noises now.
No, it's all mumble rap now.
Yeah, mumble rap.
But if you listen to me, there are some diamonds out there if you look for them. I brought you Run the Jewels.
I always like Run the Jewels. Always.
They're awesome. I heard they got some new stuff coming out. And then I found a new rap group that I love. Have you guys ever heard of Czarface?
You sent me the link. I listened to it, and it sounded old school.
Oh, man. I've been listening to a lot of Czarface. Czarface is Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang. And this guy, another white rapper, this guy named Esoteric. And then they got a DJ. And their shit is dope.
Okay.
I was listening, and they do a lot of stuff with, if you're in, you know, underground rap, they do a lot of stuff with MF Doom. You guys know who MF Doom is?
No, I don't.
He's big underground rapper.
I've been out of the game for a couple years.
Kyle, you'll like this stuff. It's like old school stuff. I'll send you some jams to listen to. But I really like their stuff. I'm going to play. I've got one of their songs. I'm going to play at the end of the episode here. So, all you people out there listening, you know, your Todds and Matt Cones and Mike Burns.
But Kyle, have you ever heard Freaky Friday? Chris Brown and his Little Dicky.
Nope.
It's good.
I know who Chris Brown is.
Right, I think that's my point. Is you link him in?
He did all that parkour in that one movie with Paul Walker.
All right. Before we get out of here, we need to discuss one more topical phenomenon.
Oh yeah,
and this is called wood sitting on the bed. So this guy, if you listen to Your Mom's House, which is another podcast with Tom Segura, they've talked about it a lot too. And if you know me and you're one of the people that has to get my text messages all the time, there is a viral picture of a black porn star, and I guess his porn name was Barry Wood, and he's a African American gentleman. With a dong like a fucking
40-ounce bottle.
Yeah. I mean, that's not doing even justice. So people are getting, I don't even know what you would call it, getting fooled, pranked. They're getting text messages, say, hey, watch this video. And it's one thing, and it's like a misdirection, because all of a sudden you're watching one thing, and then this big black guy with a huge dong is there in the picture. Like before we started the show, there are people have taken like Jurassic Park, Ghostbusters, Jaws, and put Barry Wood into them. And
so Jurassic Park is the mirrors.
You
know, driving away in the Jeep.
Yeah. Did you watch that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Barry Wood or wood sitting on the bed, or send me a message and I'll send you one of them. But it's fucking hilarious, and how this guy, apparently the dude's dead. He had a heart attack in 2016 and died. But you know how it all started? It all started, and this is a funny story I'm going to retell from the Your Mom's House podcast, was when this coronavirus started breaking out. There was a text going around, and there was Bert Kreischer was talking about it on Two Bears, One Cave, how they were, him and his wife were getting ready to take off on a plane, and they've got two teenage daughters. One of them plays on a softball team, and the mom got a text from somebody saying, "Hey, there's a coronavirus outbreak in this school. Click on the link for more details." And she's like, "Oh, well, let me send this to the rest of the group they have on." Of all the parents for her daughter's softball team, softball parents, and sent it, then turned off her phone, had a 3-hour flight from like LA to New York or whatever. And then when they landed, she turned her phone back on and had all these messages like, what the F? And then the text also went to her daughters, her like 15 and 13 year old daughters. And when you click on that link, it's just a picture of this big black guy sitting butt naked on a bed. And so that thing, that's where it started. And then that just snowballed into people putting him into everything.
So the thing that sucks the most about this for Barry Wood, I almost said Barry Word.
Yeah, I know. That's all I think about is Barry Word, Chiefs and Vikings running back.
Yeah, Nigerian nightmare.
There's a cat taking over Kyle's screen.
Is that he's not benefiting from this at all. Like, this is his, like,
well, yeah,
anonymity. He's not even here to enjoy it.
No, he's not. But Tom Segura from Your Mom's House did get a hold of his fiance. And is giving the proceeds from the shirts they're selling about it to her. So, because I guess they have some kids.
Wait a second. How can you be his fiance when he's been dead 3 years?
Well, she was his fiance when he died.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago. You're not his fiance anymore.
His ex-fiance?
No, you're nothing. You're nobody. You're
nothing, nobody.
That, you're not. No, 3 years ago you were.
So you're
a year later. You are not.
You're this girl that fathered a few of his children.
Yeah, I was engaged to him. That's all you could say.
I'm engaged.
I'm not going to be married to this guy.
But is there such thing as an ex-fiance?
No, he died. He's dead. You don't get to claim anything.
No,
you're linked to him.
Yeah, but if you
I was engaged to him.
Yeah, but if you propose some girl and she says yes, and then you guys break up months later, you can still say that's my ex-fiance, right?
Yeah.
Or
I was engaged.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you say, I think that leaves it open. You got to tell more of a story if you say we were engaged. If you just say that's my ex-fiance, that pretty well tells everybody exactly what happened.
But he's dead. He's not saying that. He can't say it.
But she can say that.
No. I was engaged to him and he's dead. Okay. My vagina is ruined because of him.
Yeah.
But I'm not engaged to him.
I will tell you this, though. I learned this the hard way, okay? Do not, on one of the, X videos or RedTube, I went on there searching for, like, some of the memes. Don't search that on the sites.
What happened?
There are videos. He's got videos on there. And it's mostly of him just cranking it himself.
So it just shows up on your feed from then point forward?
Yeah, well, on the sites, if you go to those type of sites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's old Barry Wood.
Yeah. But if anybody is listening to this and they don't know what I'm talking about, send me a message and I will gladly ship you over some of these memes for you to have a gander at. They are pretty funny. Apparently, did you know that there's like coronavirus porn on these porn sites now?
What? People with masks on just getting busy?
Yeah. People with masks. Oh, my God. Yeah, all that stuff. Not what I'm into.
Not Depravity has no bounds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Since the guy who's drinking a beer with Destro on it.
Hey, man.
You know, YouTube dropped
Cobra
all the...
Cobra Commander was the
YouTube
first
dropped all
quarantine.
The old G.I. Joes.
What?
And they dropped all the G.I. Joe episodes ever on YouTube the other day.
I saw that.
And they did? I did not know this.
The very first ones, Cobra Commander's eating a drumstick. How? He's got his silver plate
like
mask on.
Like a chicken drumstick or turkey?
Yes!
I gotta watch these.
It's like the very first one, he's having a good time with his drumstick.
The first episode. What happens in the first episode?
It's the mask where they get this machine that needs all these elements. And
the mask device. Is it the mask device or is it the...
Yes. No, mask device.
The mask device, that's right.
Yes, oh, M-A-S-S.
I have that on DVD. The mask device is first, and then the season two, I believe, is the Weather Dominator. Right? And they have to get the three pieces of the Weather Dominator.
I think you need to compile a list of the G.I. Joe figures who are corona friendly and those that are more likely to get infected.
Well, okay. Gung Ho, he's going to be.
Gung Ho's doomed.
He's doomed.
He didn't wear a shirt.
Safest.
He's not wearing a mask.
Deep Six is going to be pretty safe.
He's pretty safe. He's going to be alive. He's normally your first one killed as an action figure, but he's going to live the long Corona times.
There are some of the G.I. Joes who had like full mask on that were like. Speaking of which. Melissa, whatever Melissa has a t-shirt with barbecue on it that says pork chop sandwiches. Cuz she loves
that
video.
Awesome t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And she loves that whole video. We watched it the other night. She was wearing her pork chop sandwiches shirt.
Get the fuck out of here.
I actually think most of the GI would be more likely to be infected than the Cobra.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. G.I. Joes all had beards and
yeah,
no
maybe
masks.
Maybe this isn't a Chinese like created thing. Maybe it's a Cobra created thing.
Oh, you think this is Cobra's real life Cobra?
Maybe it's Cobra La La La.
That's where G.I. Joe
Dominator and the coronavirus.
That's where G.I. Joe jumped the shark. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you guys hear this?
Pork chop sandwiches. Go, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot. Fuck, we're all dead. Get the fuck out.
God, did that smell good?
Did no going and you tell me do things I done running.
Whoever came up with those things?
It's this Fensler film, whatever that thing was.
15 years ago.
Yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, do G.I. Joe Fensler films on you, and it's the funniest. They don't make any sense.
Nah. What's up, dog?
You can listen to these all day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. What? I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
That one was...
I don't know much about computers.
The best one is Snow Job.
The one we got in my house. My mom put a couple games on there and I played.
And then he starts talking like a computer.
Yeah, you know Roblox isn't self-quarantining.
Roblox is body massage.
Ooh. Oh, and then the famous one that...
Oh. Football, yeah.
Is he okay?
I want someone to take me to the hospital.
You sure about that?
Hey, what is that? I hear me.
Nice catch, Blanco Nino. Too bad your ass got sad.
G.I. Joe.
They make no sense. But they're fucking funny.
It's a good 20 minutes of your life wasted.
It is. It really is. All right, guys. Well, thanks for actually showing up tonight.
No problem.
It'd be nice to do this every week. Let me go back. Where am I? Where am I?
Where are you? Back in the mountains?
I'm back in the mountains. Look at that view. Beautiful.
Self-quarantining in Idaho.
Dude, after this thing is all over, we're going back to the pandemic. When this is all over, how many rich people are going to buy a fucking shelter type place and stock that shit up in case this happens again?
Yeah, there's a movie called Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, okay. I've seen it.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Ayn Rand.
Yep.
Oh, is it a weird one? Like,
well, all of the,
it's the way a lot of people have decided to base their lives on lately.
Really?
Basically, everybody becomes Harrison Ford and moves to Wyoming.
Yep.
Now everybody social distances.
Yes. Mm. All the people with the money leave.
I'm better than you. This is where I get to be.
And they create their own like civilization in the wilderness.
Oh, I like it. I actually don't mind this at all because I don't like going out. I could sit and just do a podcast every day, but I gotta go to work still. Bullshit.
Yeah, you gotta monitor the world, man.
Yeah, I do.
There's no like watching Patriot game things going on.
Oh, you would. Yeah, can't get into it, Kyle, but you'd be surprised. All right, well, let's try and do this again next week.
All right, man.
It's fun. Fuck Jason.
He'll be on next week, too.
All right, here's the question. Does JB listen to this episode?
No.
I would say no.
No. And you don't call him next week either.
No, he's out. Out of the loop. Unless he texts us and says, hey, what's going on? He's out.
He will come through, though, I bet.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
He texted earlier this week. He was like, hey, Donnie wants to come on. Oh, you know what? Donnie won't listen to this episode. Donnie said he doesn't listen.
Yeah, he will.
You think so? Because Donnie you're on it. Listen. And Carrie's
Donnie
on it.
Donnie will listen.
Because Donnie told me to my face he doesn't listen to any episode that JB's not on.
Because JB's so interesting.
Yeah. That's what blew my fucking mind about the whole thing. I was like, who the fuck listens to this show because of JB? I'm not
social relevance than you think.
Jason's one of my best friends. I love the guy, but I've never heard anybody say, oh, I love the Matt and JB show because of JB's insights.
Sometimes his insights are pretty good.
Yeah, but they're because they're so
I listened
dumb.
To an old episode from a while ago, and Jason was like on fire. He was very social.
I listen to old episodes all the time. Like coming home from work, I got nothing to listen to. I'll throw on an old episode. And I was like, man, we used to be fucking funny as shit. I was listening to... Oh, shit. What was the episode? I was listening to one episode and I was laughing my fucking ass off. I can't remember which one it was, but you know, I gotta do that Chupacabra site. I was just uploading old episodes because on our website and on iTunes, it starts at like episode 61 and goes from there.
I wish you had the first ones.
I do. I have them all.
Okay. I remember they got yanked there for a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. A couple of years, they did get yanked for a while, but. So episode basically 1 through 60 I have, but they're not like you can't like download them anywhere.
1 through 60 has California Condors on there.
Yeah, that's a good episode. But if you go Kyle, if you search Chupacabra Radio on iTunes, I've been putting up old episodes on there. So there's probably like I can tell you right now actually.
All right.
Because one of my all-time favorite episodes is definitely the California Condor episode.
That was a great episode.
Where Carrie thought that a California Condor could pick up a 160-pound man and carry him off. I don't know if that was – the one that episode was funny. I think that was the same. Was that just me, Carrie, and John? Or is it a different one?
There was one with, like, Victor was on one with the, he was on the same one with the hyenas.
No, no. Was Victor on that one? That's when the, I think he was. That was one of the funniest lines on any of our shows when John said, "Sir, I need to set, search your car for any drugs, weapons, or hyenas." And that episode's called Domesticated Hyenas because we were talking about domesticating hyenas. All right, so Chupacabra Radio, if you go to it. You son of a bitch. No, what?
You have to pay up again.
No, I mean, it's all free, of course. Nobody's paying for this shit. But although I do want to get our Patreon back. Like, now, we should be able to do two episodes a week and then put one up on the Patreon for people to pay 99 cents for. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know? This stuff is gold, baby. It's gold. Chupacabra Radio. Let's see. See all episodes. So, the episode 21, Matt's head is the Death Star. I believe the jungle said that.
Yeah.
Show 40, Hot Day in L.A., where we talk about Ty Fox.
Oh,
one of the great episodes, episode 34, After My Wedding, the wedding recap episode, The White Hand of JB.
Hilarious.
Episode 30, Domesticated Hyenas. And then episode 50, Missed Connections, where we read Missed.
What was, like, your first five episode names? Did you have names for them even?
No, we didn't start naming the episodes until, like, 20. Because I was just doing... So the first, like, 10... The first 20 episodes I was doing... I don't know why I decided to do this at the time, but I was doing, like, jersey numbers.
Okay.
So, like episode 16 was, like, Brett Hull, St. Louis Blues, number 16 for episode 16.
Not Joe Montana?
I don't know why.
That's what popped in my head.
But you know what? I'm going to put more episodes up on here. So if you're listening, if you made it this far and you'd like to listen to some of the old stuff, I'm going to find some good ones from back in the day. I don't believe that's not up here. Oh, there's actually on the Matt and JB feed, I've got like classic Matt and JB where you could listen to like half our rap ones. And if you go to our Patreon, I have that one episode where it's just all of our raps. And Carrie, so if you give me the audio, I'm going to put it to music. I'm going to finish my song, and then we're going to start tearing up some shit. And I saw I've got comedy written. We're going to do this one time. We're going to do this stand-up shit. All right, but an hour and 20. Not bad.
All right.
That's good stuff. Donnie's going to love it until he realizes Jason's not on the show and turn it off. Donnie.
Tell Donnie to suck it.
Suck it, Donnie. Donnie, if you listen this far, text us to tell us we're wrong. I don't think anybody's listening this long, but maybe they are. All right. Well, cool. All right. Hey.
All right, guys.
Hey, wear those masks. Okay? Wash those hands.
All right.
Got it. Stay safe out there.
All right, guys. Take care, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Gunsmoke. Fuck you, Jason.
Hey, what's going?
Oh, no.
Yes. Hey, ho. Hey, I'm at one.
Grown-ass man, mind from a trash can. And he kept his rhymes as in line as a task cam. Whoops, like a flashbang, crashed a Shazam van. Made it with the stash cash and his black ass hand. Bring on the last man standing, he can hang. Did the shang-a-lang, then caught him, kabang. Drone flown past, blam, ping on the dash cam. Known as a king of two rings on a mass scam. Overthrow a vast plan, shown on mass fam. Rockin' like a sun splash jam. She had the color can, first place on the can-can bandstand. Face like Ann Landers, ass my man. Bitter than a batch of tan brand from Pakistan. Don't get smacked with the practice hand. Not one to grandstand. Get it on a logogram, ampersand, handstand, gas can.
For every super menace, there seems to be a superhero to rise in fearless challenge.
I'm in the mosh pit, wildin' with goth chicks. Fire and desire, call it water for chocolate. The spark in the darkness, marvelous hard shit. Bump you off like a small part in a mob flick. Arson artist, tough customer to bargain with. No discussion nor argument. No trust, no partnership. Respect, get respect, but the rest get hardship. My bars get funky like a playoff armpit. You living in your mom's crib, driving your broads whip. I'm on it, strong grip, holding my fork with. I'm on it, strong pit, floating my thoughts with. Nah, I ain't feeling what y'all spit. All of them talk shit. Call a coroner for these corpses. Warriors I walk with, all in the conflict. Live from the battlefield, swords and horses.